Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers getting ready for the SEC Championships. Auburn will be playing at the Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, Florida. Joined now by Tigers head coach, Melissa Llewellyn. Brand new venue, brand new town, coach, for the SEC Championships. Just to talk about getting ready for a brand new venue, if you would.
Yeah, we've reached out to people that are members there. One of our commits for 2025 is a member, and she and her father have put together quite a dossier of notes. They call it the Pelican Manifesto. Porter Smith is an Auburn Golf alum who's a member there, and he has shared his notes. Very good player. We have as much as we can have. The practice round, I'm part meteorologist, so looking at the weather, since we do play an outdoor sport, the practice round is going to be wicked windy. And coming from the southwest, and then the next day it's from the northwest. So different wind, different conditions. So it'll be pretty challenging to learn the golf course in one day with some crazy, crazy wind. So, but I think that local information will help us despite the conditions.
With all of that said, Coach, just talk about the importance then of the practice round and the strategy that Auburn uses for a practice round, especially for a brand new golf course to the team and for an event as prestigious as the SEC Championship.
Well, fortunately, I think we're all in the same place as everybody else. No one else has played the golf course either. We have our yardage book with those notes from our people that are behind us. I've already marked up the yardage book of definitely places to be or not to be. It's a Donald Ross design golf course. So a lot of our girls have played Donald Ross, like Pinehurst, where the greens just kind of upside down bowl where they just kind of roll off to the sides. So there'll be lots of different options for chipping and bumping it, or, not many flops, but, a lot of, different style of shots than we would probably normally play or most anybody would play. So a lot of practice in those areas. The course looks like it's wide open on the fairways, but it's a second shot course, so that the angle into the green is really important. So you can't just, think you can just tee it up and rip it. You need to really place your ball accordingly. So just, seeing the golf course, knowing what the grass feels like, the bunkers are this exact same as Augusta National, that crushed quartz. So really nice white sand, Bermuda grass with no rough, what to speak of, but very tight lies. And so it's an elite golf course, private club. I'm excited.
Let me take a step back from SECs for just a moment. Give me your thoughts of your three players that just took part in the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Well, we have to start off by congratulating Casey Weidenfeld. Just played beautiful golf all week long at the two rounds at Champions Retreat, which are the most difficult, trying to make the cut. The Thursday round, the second round, was really difficult with 35-mile-an-hour gusts on a hard golf course. So, she just played beautiful golf, shot even par that day, made a couple putts, which she'd been complaining that she had not been making putts the last couple tournaments. And then, you get to go play Augusta National for her first time in that kind of atmosphere with a ton of fans out there. Our whole golf team was there. We had a nice Auburn group of folks following Casey, and man, she put on a show. Played really solid. Kind of funny story. She pulled it left because nobody wants to be in the right bunker on number one, and pulled it left like many of the players did. Hit a tree, kicked back in the fairway, hit a beautiful shot on the green, made a nice putt, made birdie on the first hole. So you're like, okay, maybe there's something kind of cool about today. And then makes the turn, birdies 10, pars 11, makes a great up and down on 12. And then aim in corner, 12, 13, 14. She birdies 13. She birdies 14, almost holes it. Birdies 15, makes a great two-putt on 16, has a great look for birdie on 17. and then hit it long over the green on 18 and nearly made par on 18. So she shoots 2 under for the day, 2 under for the event, vaulted her up to tie for 5th place. Her world amateur ranking is going to jump a bunch because it's such a great field, and just couldn't be more proud of her. She really just rose to the occasion.
Certainly a memorable week, to be sure, for Casey and others as well. All right. How do you feel about your team heading into SECs, Coach?
I feel good. We've got a great team. We've got 6 players going. We've named Ami Ghanchandani as our 6th player. A lot of people don't realize that we are allowed to do substitutions during play, not during a round, but between rounds. In the last several years, I have used that substitution mostly to our advantage. And Ami's been playing much better as of late. So it's nice to know that we have another weapon if we need it. But I really believe in this top five. They've played together all spring. We've continued to move up in the rankings. We just won our last tournament. We're working hard, and they're excited. And, we leave tomorrow.
It's kind of a 2 tournaments in one, isn't it? Because the stroke play to qualify for the match play. So it's everything when you get ready for SECs at this point. And it's the same then for the rest of the season for you as well.
Yeah, I was really proud of the SEC coaches when we collaborated to try to create our championship to mimic the national championship. And so the only thing that's different is there's one less round of stroke play to qualify for the top 8 at the SECs. We'll play 3 rounds of stroke play, and then the top 8 advance to the match play on Monday. We will have a quarterfinal and semifinal match on that day, so 2 matches, and then the finals will be televised on the SEC championship on Tuesday. And it is our plan to have a chance to win the tournament, and that would mean that we would need to be there on Tuesday to do that.
Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels. Wish you all the best at SECs.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.